The establishment of a dedicated nationwide public safety communications network is underway, and South Dakota agencies are among the first users. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
The Pennington County Sheriff's Office was looking for a missing man last fall. He was in a remote, high-elevation part of the western Black Hills. Captain Tony Harrison says there was no cell phone service.
And so we called FirstNet, and within probably 12 to 14 hours, they had a mobile cell tower there that we were able to fully communicate back and forth, back with dispatch, which was obviously important, having that communication.
FirstNet is a new and growing national broadband network dedicated to the needs of law enforcement. It arose out of the tragedy of 9/11, when emergency responders had difficulty communicating. Congress created the independent FirstNet Authority in 2012. The authority awarded a $6.5 billion contract to AT&T in 2017. AT&T is building the nationwide network with a combination of permanent sites like cell towers and temporary deployable devices. The deployable devices help in isolated areas. FirstNet has mobile cell sites on the ground, on drones, and even a blimp. The devices are staged around the country for quick deployment. Captain Harrison from Pennington County testified to a congressional subcommittee Thursday at the invitation of South Dakota Senator John Thune. Thune chaired a hearing to review FirstNet's progress.
This is a subject that we'll continue to pay attention to here, and obviously want to make sure that everything is moving forward as smoothly as can be possible.
Officials from FirstNet and AT&T say the network build-out is on schedule and within budget. Much of the build-out is scheduled for completion by 2023. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.